We continue in our journey through Shmona Esrei, focusing still on the first bracha of Avos. And in that bracha, there is a beautiful line. We say, V'zocher chas de Avos. And Hashem remembers the chesed. He remembers the kindness of the forefathers. And this is very interesting, because the truth is the bracha could have said anything. It could have said, God remembers the piety of the forefathers. God remembers the prayers of the forefathers. But interestingly enough, it says, V'zocher chas de Avos. Hashem remembers the acts of chesed, the acts of kindness, the acts of charitable kindness performed by the forefathers. And again, obviously in the context of this bracha, umevi goaliv nevenehem. And as a result of remembering the kindnesses, the chesed of the forefathers, Hashem brings redemption to their grandchildren, to the grandchildren of the patriarchs. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so beautiful. He says, what's the connection? What do you mean that God remembers the chesed? That he remembers the kindness. And the Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. An idea that is not just an insight into Shmona Esrei, but an idea that is so important for life. The Baal Shem Tov says, quoting the Pasuk from Tehillim, we say, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. We normally translate it as, Hashem is your shade. Hashem is your shade. And King David in Psalms, when he says, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shade, is trying to represent or trying to create a picture of protection. Just like shade protects one from the elements, so Hashem protects us. But the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. He says, Hashem tzilcha also means, or could also be translated, as Hashem is your shadow. Hashem is your shadow. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what does that mean? You know, the interesting part about a shadow is that it mimics whatever you do. Whatever you do, your shadow does the same. As such, says the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem tzilcha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you what you are willing to do for others. The amount of effort you're willing to put in for someone else, that's the amount of effort that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do for you. The amount of chesed, kindness, that you're willing to do for someone else, that's what God gives back to you. The amount that you're willing to invest in the other is the amount that Hashem is willing to invest into you. Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. And perhaps that's the idea in this phrase in the bracha as well. V'zocher chas de avos. Hashem remembers the chesed. He remembers the act of charitable kindness performed by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And as a result, umevi goel livnei v'nehem. Because of the chesed, because of the acts of kindness of the forefathers, Hashem is willing to do for us, the grandchildren. You see, my friends, what this bracha, what this phrase is sensitizing us to is this twofold lesson. Number one, you get out what you're willing to put in. The more you invest, ultimately, again, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to engage in reciprocal investment in you. The more chesed you do for others, the more chesed God is willing to do for you. But there's an additional lesson that sometimes we do things and we don't even realize that the reciprocal benefit doesn't just benefit us, but it could benefit our children, it could benefit our grandchildren, it could benefit generations later. V'zocher chas de avos, because of the chesed performed by the patriarchs, mevi goel livnei v'nehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us redemption. Because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov invested in the world and in the people around them, Hashem invests in us. This twofold lesson. Number one, find the time and utilize your resources to invest in others, because as much as you invest in others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will invest in you. And understand that when you invest, not only will you see the dividends, but the dividends of your investment, the reciprocal investment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will benefit you and future generations as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.